Hello, everybody. This is Love from Above with your sibling spirit guides. This is Maureen, and this is my brother,
Brian. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, so we're here. We've been channeling since the fall equinox of last year. Huge surprise to both of us. Star beings on a daily basis, ascended masters, and occasionally our ancestors. And we're sharing this information because honestly, it's been revolutionary, and we've been guided to share this. So hopefully it will not only benefit our lives, but it will benefit your lives as well. And today's topic is about laws. And these aren't the laws that you think of, like your tax regulations or pertaining to property rights. These are galactic laws. So, yeah, what do you think about that, Brian?
Learning something new, but again, once we found out about them, it all makes sense. But yeah, it's always a journey that I always am amazed to find out what we're going to learn next. So,
yeah. So, so this was really surprising. And the first law relates to law, love. And those who channel this message to us said, if you follow this law, your life, the whole planet will be revolutionized. So, first of all, I want to talk about who this message came from. It came from a group of beings we've never heard from before, and they didn't leave a name. Most of these beings, right, Brian? Most of them don't even have names, you know, which is interesting. Like, I don't know how they communicate with each other.
Or they don't have a name that I guess we could speak, right? Some of them that they've given us, provided a name, it's been hard to pronounce, or, you know, so yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a recent one. We got someone, and it was like a super long name, and apparently I was not getting it correctly. And so they said that they would try and shorten their name when they came back with us. But it's interesting that they don't have a name. And of course, they always speak in a plural. But these beings have had regular communication with humans on our planet, but not humans like Brian and I. They've had regular communication with political leaders and financial leaders. And they, again, were one of these group of beings who referenced this new edict. Brian, do you want to go into what this new edict that's come down with regards to Earth?
Right. So the recent edict deals specifically with what they call the blue planet, and this allows for greater assistance to individual earthlings unconnected with the political financial power structures. So I guess that's you and me, right?
But we've had I would say we've had at least five different groups reference this recent edict, which is
absolutely
interesting.
Yeah,
which is really, really interesting. So Bri, do you want to go into the first law?
Yeah, so with the first law is exactly what this podcast is all about, right? So the first law is about love, and it's, they said that every act shall begin from the highest place of coming from a space of love, and to utilize this law within your own lives would indeed cause a revolution. I mean, that's so true. I mean, most people today are, you know, unfortunately living more out of fear than love. But anyway, they go on to say that this is the law which Jesus brought to earth, although it was not fully understood by humankind at that time. And I would say not at this time. But yeah, that's what we're all about. So, I love it. What did you think of when you heard that first law?
Okay, so people are listening. Do not get upset with us, because is it the golden rule from the Bible? That's what I thought of. Is that what it's called? Do unto others
Yeah,
is.
right.
Yeah, I always tell people like we were raised as Catholics, but we went to like a hippie church where, at least for me, the focus was on the maracos and the bongo drums. Kind of missed out on the basics of church law, but yeah, that's what I thought of. Like, do unto others, like that's such a powerful law. I mean, if you treated everybody as you wanted to be treated yourself, I mean, you would absolutely every action would come from a place of love, and that is really beautiful to look at your life and look at everybody that you come into contact with every daily event as coming from a place of love. If you would do that, absolutely, that would revolutionize your life and the planet's life. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, it just goes with everything we've been learning about and reading about. So, no surprise, but a total agreement with it. Yeah, I mean, not that it's always easy, right? But I mean, it's the goal of your daily life and interactions with people to come from a place from love. So, yeah, I love it. I think it's perfect.
So the second law was kind of surprising to me. I don't know about you, for you, brother, but it's a, they said the second law is about sight. And they said all that is seen is not all that can be seen. And this law was with regards to making decisions, which, I mean, honestly, as humans, we make probably, hundreds of decisions a day, whether they're big or small. But to remember the footprint of your actions are beyond what you know possible. Say what? So, what did you think about this one,
Yeah,
brother?
I mean, this is pretty profound. I mean, it goes on to say, that the choices that you make every day have a resonance beyond with which what you can know. What I thought of is, one of the books we both read fairly recently was about quantum jumping. It Quantum Jumped by Cynthia Sue Larson. That's what I was thinking, how it talks about how there's multiple realities and you can go between them, but essentially every choice you make is a divergent point that creates an alternative reality. And so that's sort of what I was thinking. I don't know, is that, but it's hard to think of in the moment that this little choice that you may not even think of as major may have a major impact on the road. So I don't, it sort of also remind me of, they also talk about like the butterfly effect, which is, something like a butterfly flapping its wings in Brazil can cause some, momentous weather event in another part of the world. And I don't know if that really relates to what we're talking about here, but it's just more like the implications of what you do have a major ripple effect. So it's really, those are the two things that came to mind. What about with you?
Well, when I was actually channeling it, this what the visual that I s saw was like a still lake, and just like the influence of like, one raindrop coming down on it, and how that creates a geometric pattern. And so again, it's just a different perspective. It's a bigger perspective. And they also went in to say like that this is not to frighten us. Like, when you're deciding whether to put cream in your coffee or not, be like, oh my gosh, what alternate reality am I choosing with this? But they just wanted to broaden our perspective that this is that, that we are actually I guess maybe choosing alternate. They didn't talk about that, but one thing that I think of too is we'll have to get into this one episode, but One thing we get a lot of from a group called the Watchers is the true history of our planet. And they often begin this by saying that there are multiple timelines, but that certain figures, like one of them is Napoleon, like he's a central figure. Like it doesn't matter what timeline you're in, Napoleon Napoleon was apparently, was a marker in all of those timelines. So I don't know. In some ways, it's hard for my human brain to comprehend this all. What do you think?
It is. I mean, you're living in the moment. It's hard to think that, some decision you're making today can have a ripple effect on future, on your future. So, especially like a small decision. I mean, obviously a major decision, I get it, but like there, it was more referencing their small decisions can have a major impact on your future. So it's, yeah, it's sort of hard to grasp, to be honest with you, but it is very interesting. And I, yeah, appreciate that they shared that with us.
It's also interesting that they've shared this information with our political and financial leaders, because I don't think that that
No, I don't think it that a message, if it was received, it certainly isn't apparent in the behaviors of the people
Yeah.
that, but
Yeah.
yeah.
But their bottom line was they wanted us to get us not so focused in the now and to consider the implications of the decisions we make, even the smaller decisions.
But isn't that somewhat go against it? We were always trying to live in the present moment, and now
I know. I know. Well, our job is just to relay this information, to share
yeah,
this information. So, yeah.
right, absolutely.
It is mind-blowing. I mean, it is absolutely mind-blowing.
Definitely, definitely. Well, let's go on. The third law is also is sort of interesting, not something that we've heard before, I don't believe. So it says there is only the one, but it says therefore the individual is never solitary. And this is best reflected in the relationships of partnership. So an example, this could be a work colleague or a romantic partner or spouse or a child who needs help. But he said this is the reflection of the divine that can be seen in working with others. So yeah, that's it's interesting, right? I mean, we all have these types of partnerships, and I think this is, I don't think I've heard this message before, so this is sort of new for me. But it makes sense. What did you think on this one, Maureen?
This is my favorite law. I love this. And we got this message on March 9th, and I've really embodied this in my daily, going about the world. And, for me, I'm constantly in new situations since I'm nomadically traveling the world. And so I'm constantly meeting new people. And, I just think about that even again with like the small things like, someone who brings me a glass of water in a restaurant or, I mean, just we got another message recently, I think this week, and they were talking about how like there are no mistakes, like everything has been brought forth for you. So like the example that they used was like even the flower that you step on, which relates to where I am right now, it's spring and there's a lot of like flower petals from the trees on the grass, and like even that flower has like been specifically put there for you to step on. And so, I mean, I just love this to look at every person who comes into my life as like a partnership and an expression of my relation with the divine creator. I mean, I think that's so beautiful. And again, I'm just embodying that in my daily life and just feeling a lot of gratitude for all the people that I come across.
Yeah, very well said. That's exactly what they said, that they said that, every relationship brought to you, whether it's for a second or for a century, is an opportunity to reflect on the bond you have with the Creator. So that is something that it's good that you've been trying to acknowledge that. So it's something I need to do, and it's, I guess I get a great message for all of us.
And you know what else I want to address is, so a lot of times I get crying when I send him these voice messages. Like a lot of times at the end, like I'm crying, like, oh, because I can not only, they not only come in verbally, but I can feel it. And when it came to this last message, like, as Oprah would say, I had the big ugly cry, like, ah, because I could actually feel it. So again, if they're mirroring a partnership, I'm whoever these beings are, like I'm reflecting the creator with them and they are with me. And I mean, I just felt this immense love and wow. So that's a beautiful thing for me to carry forth where Brian and I do a meditation a lot of times. And it's that Bob Proctor meditation where he's like, every person you meet, you're gonna increase their life in some positive way. And so, yeah, it's so beautiful. And again, I'm just really, really grateful for all of these messages that we get. And I'm really grateful to all of you who are listening that we get to share them with you. It's again a big surprise, but happy, happy, happy to be on this ride.
Yeah, it's been great that they've provide us the content for every episode. So it's been good. The last point that they mentioned, I want to get your thoughts on this, because it says this is the law that falls furthest from the truth within the human realm on the blue planet. So that's so true, but it's just not visible to people that how each person they can come in contact reflects, with the bond that you have with the Creator. So, it's something else to think about, I guess. What did you
Well,
think it?
can I point out? So I am really focused on one of my New Year's resolutions was like to quit using my phone only when necessary. And I really noticed like doesn't matter where I am, like so many people, if you walk down the street, so many people are engaged with their phones. And so yeah, and like again, I'm dealing a lot of people with it in the service industry, whether it be a hotel or a taxi or in a restaurant. And so many times people are on their phones and just like not even aware of what's going on around them. So yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that too. But I also think that using the phones, if we all are one, it is a way for us to connect with everybody. And I think that's why everybody loves it so much. it's a way to can be connected. We're connected with so many people through the phone, but I've really been limiting my phone use.
That's a great point. Yeah, I see that all the time, whether I'm at a red light and the light turns green and no one goes because they're on the phone, or at the gym where people are take forever on different equipment because they're on their phone. It's like just people are so consumed by the phone. So it's a good message for all of us to really step back and really only use it when needed. And again, yeah, it's a great point to connect, but not to just people. I would love to see the average, screen time for most users. It's, I think almost every waking moment people are on their phone, so it's getting to be a little too much for everyone. But you add some good perspective on that. I like it.
Yeah. So yeah, I wanted to close this off with which I thought was the most beautiful message from this session. And they said, love permeates everything and is reflective all that the creator has spawned into existence. Wow. You know, wow. Again, all about love.
Yeah. Well, a couple other things to note. So again, if anyone has any comments, we can be reached at Love From Above Podcast altogether. That's love from above podcast at gmail.com. And we also want to mention a little teaser for maybe our next episode. So that was from the Watchers, and it was a formula for love. Do you want to mention anything else, Maureen?
Yeah, so I just thought that would be a perfect tie-in for this one, which is all about love. You know, the first law is about love from these people. The second law is about sight with making this decision. The third law is about partnership, which is again reflective of love. And we got a message last Friday from the group called the Watchers, and they provided us with a formula for love. So, that's what we're gonna, one of the things we'll discuss in next week's podcast. And thank you everybody for listening. We're so grateful for you all, and love and light to everybody.